Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. What are you eating?
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is health.
And the title of our lesson is Dangerous Diets. Dangerous Diets. Do you eat healthy foods?
Well, these days, I'm trying to eat healthy. I make sure to eat my fruits and vegetables every day.
Well, me too. Eating healthy is very important. And so is our Read It. Here's Marie to help us out today.
Dr. Apple Day is back on Rob's show. She has some advice. Today, she's talking about dangerous diets. Sometimes people don't eat enough. They also exercise too much. What does Apple mean? Well, dieters have to be careful. They can't just eat tiny amounts of food. Their energy comes from their food. So they have to eat enough food and exercise.
We should all be eating healthy foods and taking good care of our bodies. And we should never skip a meal.
That's right. We all need to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you skip a meal, you might not feel so good. This is unhealthy.
Yeah, well, I heard if you didn't eat breakfast, that's not good for you. And you didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Actually, you're right about that. I just didn't have time to eat this morning, but I usually eat breakfast every day.
Well, you are going to learn a lot today, and we all are too. Let's learn those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Apple 医生来到节目中。Rob 问他, What advice do you have this morning? 你今天早上要给我们什么样的建议呢?名词 advice 是忠告建议，危险的节食就是 dangerous diets。名词 diet 就是节食或是特殊的饮食规划。Dr. Apple is talking about dangerous diets today. Rob 进一步的问他 ，What do you mean？ 你说的是什么意思？节食不是很健康吗？动词 mean 就是表示什么意思。Apple 医师说，选择节食的方式需要谨慎。不能只有吃很少的东西。They can't just eat tiny amounts of food. 形容词 tiny 就是微小的。因为人身体的能量和精力是从食物来的，要吃了才会有力气，有了力气才能运动健身。Your energy comes from your food. 名词 energy 就是能量、精力。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now...your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we are talking about our health. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Day. Welcome back, Dr. Day. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rob.
Excellent. What advice do you have this morning?
Well, today, let's talk about dangerous diets.
Okay.Dangerous diets. Wait, aren't diets healthy?
Some are healthy, but not all of them. You have to be careful.
Dr. Appleday is back on Rob's show. It's so great to see her again.
Yes, it is. She's back to give us some more advice. Peter,Do you have any advice for me?
Advice? Sure, I do. Make sure to eat breakfast every morning, even if you don't have a lot of time. You need to eat something.
Yeah, you're right. That's good advice, and I will try my best. I have some advice for you guys. Study English every day, and you will get better and better.
Yes, you will. So,Who do you talk to if you want some advice? Maybe your parents, a teacher, or you could even talk to a friend.
Dr. Appleday is here today to give advice, and so is Christina. Christina, what advice do you have this morning? Can you tell us?
节目的一开始 ,Rob 就问 Apple 医师今天要给大家什么样的建议忠告。What advice do you have this morning? 我们要来看看 advice 这个名词，它是忠告建议的意思。这个时候它是不可数名词，所以没有加 s, 变复数的形式。你可以说 ,Can you give us some advice? 可以给我们一些忠告吗？或者 ,Your advice is always very helpful.你的忠告一直都是很有帮助的，这些都是 advice 当忠告的意思时为不可数名词的呈现方式。
Thanks for the advice, Christina. Dr. Appleday talks about diets and how they can be dangerous sometimes. Marie, have you ever been on a diet?
Yes, I have. For 1 month, I didn't eat any sugar.So I stayed away from candy, soda, and some snacks.
Oh, that sounds terrible. How did you feel?
I felt great. I felt so healthy. But it didn't last. I started eating sugar again, but not as much as I used to.
Oh, well, maybe that's why we diet. A little sugar isn't bad for you. Dr. Appleday says dangerous diets are not good.Maybe if you're eating too much candy. Some diets are healthy, but not all of them.
That's right. You have to be very careful. Isn't that right, Rebecca? Can you tell us more about this?
Hey, friends! Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a grammar point. If you want to say that someone has to do something, this grammar point...is just for you. For example, you have to help me, or she has to go home now. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Hey, thanks, Rebecca. Your parents might tell you, you have to do your homework, or you have to clean your room.
I've heard that many times before. Well, we have to be careful what we eat and what we don't eat. Peter, what are some foods we should be eating?
We need to eat fruit and vegetables. Fruit like, apples and oranges and grapes. We should eat vegetables like broccoli, carrots, and iceberg lettuce.
That's right.We also should be eating vegetables, like broccoli, carrots, and tomatoes. And other foods like fish, chicken, and eggs are healthy for us, too.
Dr. Appleday knows what she is talking about, and we will find out more about this, but let's take a short break right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.So what foods shouldn't we eat too much of?
Well, eating too much of anything is not good for you. And there are some foods you shouldn't eat all the time, like pizza. If you eat pizza every day for 1 week, that is not healthy for you.
Yeah, I think you'll gain a lot of weight, but you will be happy.
Yeah, eating it maybe once a week is okay, but not every day.All right, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation B.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes dieters don't eat enough. They only eat tiny amounts of food. They also exercise too much.
That isn't healthy?
No. You can only exercise with enough energy.
And your energy comes from your food.
Yes, you have to eat healthy food and exercise.
Then you can be healthy.
Rob doesn't understand why some diets are dangerous. He asks Dr. Appleday, what do you mean?
What do you mean? That's a great question to talk about. If you're in class and you don't understand what your teacher is talking about, you can ask her, what do you mean?
Right. Then she can explain it more so you understand. Here's another example. If you are healthy, it means you are not sick. You are in good health.
So what does Dr. Appleday mean when she says some diets are dangerous?
Well, some dieters don't eat enough. They only eat tiny amounts of food. Let's visit Christina now. She will tell us more about this sentence.
医生说有些人实在是吃太少了。They only eat tiny amounts of food. 这个句子里的名词 amount 是数量的意思。所以 tiny amounts of food 就表示非常少量的食物。这种表达方式很好用。我们常常看到 a large amount of vegetables, 大量的蔬菜 a small amount of meat, 少量的肉。或者有时候你会听到有人说 That's a good amount of money. 这是比较口语的表达方式。A good amount of something 指的是相当多、为数不少的某样东西。今天医生说 They only eat tiny amounts of food. 因为说的是生活中很多餐食量都很小，所以用的是复数 tiny amounts of food.
Thanks, Christina. So eating tiny amounts of food is unhealthy. This is because your body isn't getting the nutrition it needs. Let's talk more about the word tiny. Can you help us, Marie?
Sure. When I think of the word tiny, I think of seeds in an apple. They are so small. And I also think of bugs like ants and spiders. Ooh!They are tiny, but I am still afraid of them.
Well, we shouldn't be eating tiny amounts of food, like some people do. And we shouldn't just exercise too much either.
Dr. Appleday gives us some great advice, and I think Rob is learning a lot too.
Yeah, in our conversation, we learned that you can only exercise enough when you have the energy.
Yeah.Energy comes from the food we eat. If you want to do things like go running, play a musical instrument, or even do your homework, you need energy. So make sure to eat the right foods.
So you have to eat healthy food before and after you exercise, is that right?
That's right. Then you can be healthy.
Then you can be healthy. And that's today's
calendar phrase!
Then you can be healthy.
Then you can be healthy.
这样你就可以获得健康。
I'm going to exercise.
Then you can be healthy.
I'm going to eat well.
Then you can be healthy.
I'm going to get enough sleep.
Then you can be healthy.
But first...I'm going to play a game on my cell phone.
Then you can be happy.
Then you can be healthy.
Then you can be healthy.
这样你就可以获得健康。
What a fun calendar phrase that was. Peter, what do you do to stay healthy?
I like to go running.Sometimes I will go to the gym, and I also like to do outdoor activities like hiking.
That's great. I like to go swimming. It's great exercise, and it's fun, too. I also try to drink lots of water. I always have my water bottle on me.
Oh, that's great. Well, friends, there are many important things to do, and one of them is review our key words.Friends, let's do that right now.
Here's our first key word of the day. Advice. Advice. Can you give me some advice?
Diet. Diet. My new diet is hard. I'm hungry.
Mean. Mean. Correct and true mean the same thing.
Tiny. Tiny. Those people look tiny from up here.
Energy. Energy. I have no energy. I am tired. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we are talking about our health. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Day. Welcome back, Dr. Day. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rob.
Excellent. What advice do you have this morning?
Well, today, let's talk about dangerous diets.
Okay. Dangerous diets. Wait. Aren't diets healthy?
Some are healthy, but not all of them. You have to be careful.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes dieters don't eat enough. They only eat tiny amounts of food. They also exercise too much.
That isn't healthy?
No. You can only exercise with enough energy.
And your energy comes from your food.
Yes, you have to eat healthy food and exercise.
Then you can be healthy.
Okay, Marie, I am going to give you a little quiz. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What is the quiz about?
It's about healthy and unhealthy foods. Take a look at this picture. These are raisins.
Oh, I love raisins. They are made from grapes, so they are very healthy for you, I think.
Well, what foods have the most calories in them? 1 cup of raisins, 1 cup of ice cream, or 1 cup of carrot sticks?
Oh, that's easy. Ice cream, of course. Ice cream is not that healthy. And there's a lot of sugar in 1 cup.
Well, what if I told you that 1 cup of raisins has more calories than a cup of ice cream?
What? Then I wouldn't believe you.
But it's true. 1 cup of raisins has 495 calories, and 1 cup of ice cream only has 285 calories. And, of course, carrot sticks only has about 55.
Wow, I never knew that. Well, I'm glad I know now. And I'm sure you're glad too, right?
Well, yeah, this is interesting and fun to learn about what we should eat and what we should eat less of. Well, friends, I think it's time for a little jungle chit-chat.
Hey, Ginger, what do you want to eat?
I want...
A banana?
No, I want 7 bananas.
7 bananas?
Yes, and 3 hot dogs.
3 hot dogs?
Yes, and 11 cookies.
Ginger, are you that hungry?
No, but I'm afraid of a dangerous diet.
A dangerous diet?
Yes, tiny amounts of food may not be enough.
Don't worry, Ginger. Your diet isn't dangerous.
It's not?
No, you never eat too little.
Yeah, you're right.
In fact, you should eat less and exercise more.
But too much exercise is dangerous too.
Ginger, you don't have that problem.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, friends, let's answer some questions together. Here's question number one. Where do we get our energy? Where do we get our energy?
You can find the answer in conversation B. Our energy comes from our food. Here's question number two. Do you ever diet? Why or why not? Do you ever diet? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I ever diet? I have tried different diets many times in my life, but sadly, it never worked out. So I have come to a conclusion, which is I never have time for diet. I work during daytime, and when I go home at night, I enjoy my dinner, which is pizza. So diet does not work for me.
Do I ever diet? I do diet. Many people diet to lose weight because they want to look thinner. Sometimes I do that too, but I also diet to stay healthy. When I eat a healthy diet, I feel good and have more energy. Every morning, I eat fruit and yogurt for breakfast. For lunch and dinner, I try to eat healthy too. But dieting can be difficult.
Do I ever diet? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I start to get a little fat, so I have to eat less. And I have to exercise more. But I don't diet too often. When I do, I'm careful to eat good food like fruits and vegetables and drink lots of water. I think that's a good diet. I stay away from bread when I diet, but I still eat bananas. You know that's my favorite, right?
Do I ever diet? Not really, because I love food too much. I love to eat. I eat my breakfast, my lunch, and dinner, and sometimes even a little snack before I go to sleep. I know that's not very good, but to stay healthy, I exercise a lot too. I go jogging, I ride my bike, so I don't really need to diet.
Thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.